everyone. Kind of on a personal note about the fellowship and tie it in with Glenn's visit last week. And I think Bob's going to tape this. We may not want to keep it in case someone wants to hear it later. It'll be there. And then afterwards, after we take the offering and prayer, we'll go into the regular word. Not that this is an irregular word, but it's more of a personal note. I apologize to those that are visiting or haven't been a part of our history. I hope you find something relevant, but I really feel led to touch certain things. Wasn't it a blessing having Glenn Oswald here?
Yes.
He stayed at our house and just loved being with him. He was very much blessed to be here. He commented how the worship really met his heart, and he commented on how there's such a depth in the worship. I know we all feel that, and I know that the depth is something that's calling us deeper and deeper into the realm of God's Spirit. But he touched on certain things. He touched on the battle is over. And he said that a few times, and I know that's something we just kind of pass off on our mind, but what we need to realize or decide if that's something that God's speaking by the Spirit, what battle is he talking about, and how does it become our reality? And I think what it was tying into was the battle over our past, that there is a healing there. And I'll tell you, I've noticed with the fellowship here, a lot of times when there's problems, they're not these big vicious things that jump out and scream at everybody. The group's not real demonstrative. I've noticed more of a passive aggressive thing. There can still be a resistance to things of the Spirit, even though it's not vocalized. And I feel there is somewhat of a resistance to really letting the Lord heal us the way He wants to heal us from our past. And I'm going to share a little bit my experience in the last few weeks. I've talked to different ones individually here, and I'm just going to kind of share it with the group. But I'd like everyone just to maybe stay open. Things of the Spirit, as they come to me, often are not shoulds. It's more opportunities for change and growth. And I feel as a fellowship, we have an opportunity to let the light of the Spirit shine on certain things that have been tucked away for the sake of us being free to partake of the new wine that God's pouring out and become the new wineskins that He's creating. There's a difference between not being reminded of the past and being healed from the past. Let me give you an example. How many here go back to the days of Kenaya Chapel, South Bay, early 70s? All right. For those that don't know those days, I don't know how I can create an image here where you could understand it. I won't even try. We had a pastor named R.D. Cronquist, who was a good man. He suffered difficulties as the group grew with the authority that was there. I think he had definitely some strong battles in his own mind. And it caused a lot of problems with the group, problems that he was having personally. I think many suffered an abuse because of it. And he's gone on to be with the Father. He was a wonderful man of God, and I had a connection with him before Kenaya grew to be a lot of people, and a lot of those problems surfaced. But anyway, for those that go back, if I were to come in here wearing polyester suit?
Polyester.
Polyester colorful suit. And if I was, yeah, and if I was to preach and kind of dance around and to preach for at least a couple hours and the service went 4 hours, it might bring back some painful memories. Now, what would be happening is, even though it's not the early 70s, it's not Kenaya Chapel, it's a whole different time, by just the way that I looked and acted, I would be reminding you of buried pain. Now, I've worked real hard at not reminding us of those things, and maybe too much the other way, but I think the way we do things here, I'm somewhat sensitive, at least, to things that you've been through, and I don't want to remind you of painful situations. It's important that if you've been in an abusive situation, and many people in church have suffered spiritual abuse, that you find a place where you're not reminded of those things. If you're being abused, if you picture it this way, someone hitting you with a bat, first thing you need to do is get out of the room and get away from that person. But that doesn't mean you're healed. It means you're no longer being actively abused. The healing comes when, I think, from God's love, when we're healed of the memories and the scars and the conditionings that develop because of that abuse. So If you're reminded of it, it's one thing. But I think here we're not reminded of those days. We do things differently. It doesn't mean we're healed of our past. And I found in the last few weeks, I got a call from Gary Hargrave, who's been a very, very close friend. And you know, about 21 years ago when I left what was then known as the Walk, and it's become the Living Word Fellowship, when John Robert Stevens, who was the apostle of all of us, the group, passed away, there were things that happened, and many of us left, and many stayed. And I've kind of felt, well, I know I love the people there, and I guess I'm over the past, and that's the way it is. I wasn't aware of a wall that I was carrying. And it really didn't become visible to me until I got that phone call and was able to go down. They're down at the same place where Kaniah was. It's called the Church of His Presence. I met with Gary and Marilyn, who are the leaders of the group now. And in reconnecting with them, I had obviously a lot of apprehension in going down. It's been 21 years, and the way I deal with a lot of painful things is I try to avoid it at all cost. And sometimes the spirit gets through to me where I realize that the best way to get over the pain is to go through it. So I hope that maybe encourages others here. I'm not one that just tackles everything that comes up. I have to be prodded into it. But that phone call prodded me into it. Glenn Oswald, who's also had a recent experience with this, has been a help to me. And in going down there and connecting with their hearts, it was such a liberating, freeing experience for me. I could see the difference between religion and groups and hearts that have been knit together by the Spirit of the Lord. It's almost like I was back in the mid-70s again. We were kidding around and loving each other and seeing John Miller and people I haven't seen for so many years. And then last Saturday, going with Glenn down to the service, I was absolutely overwhelmed by the love that I felt from the people. And I realized that that wall that was there came up and was preventing me from really enjoying the relationships that God created. Again, there's a difference between belonging to a group and knowing that your heart belongs to other hearts because of something God's done by the Spirit. Bill Hart kind of started this a few years ago. I don't know if any of you remember Bill Hart. He was a pastor. He still is a pastor in Texas, but he had a church in the Walk in Lubbock. He left about 20, 21 years ago. A couple of years ago, he just felt led to call Gary and Marilyn and say, I'm just calling to say I love you guys. And that's when the isolation started to break. And Glenn was sharing with me, I guess he brought a word not too long ago up at a feast of Passover in the valley. And he says, he looked at the people and he's bringing a word. He says, you know what? I could never be a part of this church again. But I want you to know that I love you with all my heart and I believe for God's will for you with all my heart. And that to me kind of sums up what God's doing in this healing. When we're in a kind of a religious mindset, it's an us and them mentality. And there can be a lot of walls and division. But if you let the Spirit kind of lead you out of that mindset, you recognize that this is not about organizations. It's about the living organism of Jesus Christ. And we share a common heritage. When I was with the people, I realized we share the same faith. Same living words of Christ that birthed us. Same Spirit. You can enjoy the oneness with your brothers and sisters, even though you may not be fellowshipping or being a part of the group. That's not what's relevant. It's being free to love and believe for them and know that they're doing the same for you. So I wanted to share this with you just because it's been very meaningful for me. And one more journey I need to take. I was talking to Gary and Marilyn. They're going to be coming back up in December. They want me to go to the valley. I think it's very important I go to the places where I was a shepherd. I shepherded down in South Bay and also shepherded up in the Valley Church, which is in San Fernando Valley. And I know these steps are right and ordered of the Lord, just so I can just be healed and have that part of my past reconciled and find closure with it. So it's different for everyone here, and I'm just sharing an example for me. I guess what I want to inspire in you is just be willing to be open to the Spirit and be willing to admit that there might be walls there. Don't assume because something's not reminding you of the past that there's not walls and hurts that could be hindering you in the present from really appreciating what God is doing and entering in. God wants to see this group here just free. free to love, free to believe, so that we can embrace what he puts in our hearts to embrace. Amen. Well.
Amen.
Yes.
This is beautiful. The Spirit wants us to be free to realize that we are one with millions of other brethren on this planet. And it doesn't matter what label they go by. You know, whether they're Roman Catholic or Presbyterian or whatever. I meet people every day that, you know, that come into my store and there's something there in the Spirit and I get to talking with them and they love the Lord. And we pray together and cry. It's just so wonderful. And I have no idea what affiliation they have. It doesn't really matter. They're affiliated with the Master. That's the only affiliation that matters.
Not getting our focus off, but last night Nicole was in a wedding at Harbor Inn, and so we were there, and sitting at our table, we got to talking to this couple. They were school teachers, but come to find out, they were in the Presbyterian Church with Ray Williamson, which those of you don't know, Ray Williamson was a pastor here, and then they knew the Greens, might even know Terry because he was in the Presbyterian Church, and then we still got to talking about personal things and found out that they go to a home meeting every week in a home of someone that I work with, and I didn't even know that this person was a Christian, because we just say hi and bye. But now I can't wait to go back and tell them that I found friends of theirs. And it just, God is doing so much in this earth, and there's just no limitation. So we just open our hearts to what he's doing and the healing that's coming. And it's just like his gospel is being spread throughout the world, you know, through us. And we just proclaim that we're going to be open. We open our hearts to what God is doing, and we want to be the vessels that he's called and wants to work through us to just bring his gospel forth, the gospel of the kingdom, to the ends of the earth.
I could add just one more point and then we'll move on. Often when we've been hurt, and when we talk about being hurt in a church situation or setting, generally there's people involved with it. And time goes by, we're kind of frozen in that period of time where we were hurt. We look at those people and we assume they can never grow, never change. 20, 30 years later, we see them just as they were when we left. And you know what's interesting is people do grow and change just like all of us. God's love is unconditional. He keeps working with all of us in spite of all of our mistakes and how much have we hurt other people. But when we are like that and there's not something that hasn't been healed, we're the ones that are frozen in time. We're the ones that don't change in that particular area. I think opening up to this healing, you're going to look at people in a different way. Maybe people that have hurt you and you have a certain image of them, and that image can become so rigid and locked in, you'll see other things because your eyes will be open to see what God's been doing in their life all this time. Healing means freedom, the freedom of the Spirit. So, Lord, we open our hearts to those walls, though they can be very subtle, very hidden. Nothing can hide from your presence or light. And we want everything exposed, Lord, so we can walk in the full freedom of your Spirit. Eyes fully open to see what you're doing in the earth and be a part of it. Amen. Okay, those that are, don't share that, Pastor. Your eyes aren't glazed over. I guess you survived this part, so.